Last night, National Public Radio broadcast a special concert from BBC Three Radio. It was the usual time for their traditional Last Night of the Proms broadcast, but the program was changed in the wake of Tuesday's terror attacks. Leonard Slatkin, music director of our National Symphony Orchestra and the newly named chief conductor of the BBC Symphony Orchestra, was the first American ever to conduct at the Last Night. He took time to address the audience.
The events of this last week have left us in a very different world than the one we inhabited on Monday. I don't think any of us will ever forget where we were on September 11th. On the Wednesday morning, the members of the BBC Symphony gathered to rehearse this evening's program. What words could there be? I'm sure all of you felt the same way. All of us understood what it truly meant to be a musician, to be part of what is one of the most incredible experiences in the world. For those minutes, we were moved out of the tragedy of that time. Music had that power. It has that power tonight. One thing became very clear to us, that the very special nature of the last night of the proms for this night would not be the same. What was to have been a celebration of the new me and the traditions, you, would have to be put aside for a moment. We used music tonight to express all the emotions we all feel. And this I can guarantee you, every note, every bar, every phrase tonight comes from our hearts and our souls to all of you.
The Star-Spangled Banner, performed last night by the BBC Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Leonard Slatkin. Slatkin is the director of our National Symphony Orchestra. And before we end our part of NPR's coverage, we'd like to offer our deep thanks to our colleagues at WNYC in New York, as well as all of our New York Bureau engineers and reporters. Hang in there, folks.